Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Here's how it works. Two people go out on a first date after either meeting online in person or being set up. And one of them, usually one of our listeners, feels like they had a great first date and would love to do it again. But the other person seems to be a little hard to get a hold of and dragging their feet for a second date. Well, we're here to find out why. In this case, our listener Doug is joining us to talk about a woman he met named Whitney. Doug, fill us in.
Hey, yeah, thank you so much. She's very, very memorable. I really liked her.
Memorable, okay. What stands out about her?
Yeah, she has a great personality. She's beautiful. She's not afraid to be silly and dumb and fun.
How did you learn all these things about Whitney? Obviously, you went out, but you must have met beforehand.
We met to go roller skating and everything like that. That was our date.
Oh, so, gotcha. Okay.
And she was completely unafraid to try something like some weird spins and some turns and stuff like that. She landed on her butt once and she was laughing her ass off.
No injuries, though.
What you're saying, as we peel this back a little bit, Doug, is Whitney seems to be a really great sport, and I can feel that that's one of the things that you really liked about her, and that's such a fun idea, as PT mentioned, for a date. Was that the entire date, or did you do anything before or after?
We went up to like a quick coffee afterwards. Mm-hmm. It was mid afternoon, so it was weird to like get an actual meal. But yeah, we shared like a giant cookie, and it was great. Yeah.
Okay, and how was the conversation?
Wow.
This
cool,
is
man.
Probably kind of more the meat of the date when you're kind of learning about each other. How did that go?
I don't know what else to say. I thought it was great. We talked about music, latest binges of TV and everything like that. She sold me to watch This Is Us, and I'm not embarrassed to say it's a total tearjerker.
So
Brooke
yeah.
watched that or whatever.
I watched it. I gave
you
up.
Did too?
Yeah, I did. I watched the first three seasons. I gave up. I was kind of like got to like, okay, guys, somebody's got to pull themselves together. But it is. I loved it.
A lot of tears. Yeah, that's cool.
It's good.
You text her about it afterwards, and you're like, Whitney, loving This Is Us. Let's watch it together,
yeah.
Blah, 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 whatever.
And so then nothing, obviously, because you wouldn't be contacting us to be on Second Date Update if she was responding to those texts.
No, wow, yeah, you totally nailed it. I texted her, and she like said there was nothing, you know. I wanted to see if she wanted to watch an episode, but no.
And how long ago was that first, real quick, how long ago was that first date?
Yeah, it was 2.5 weeks ago.
Okay. Then let's step in, see if we can help you sort this thing out, Doug. Let's call Whitney. We're coming back 3 minutes. Let's get her on the phone, see if she'll respond and tell us if she, you know, why she's not getting back to you and if she wants to see you again. So hold on right there. Coming back, the second half of Second Date Update next.
I woke up. It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
It was a skate date between Doug and Whitney, but since Whitney's been skating Doug's texts, let's see if there's a hidden message in Whitney's lack of eagerness to respond.
I texted her, and she like said there was nothing, you know.
All right, let's see if Whitney will tell us what's going on.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Whitney?
Yeah, who's calling?
Yeah, hey, Whitney, please, just bear with me. This is Greg Thunder, and I'm here with my co-host PT. We do
Whitney.
We do this. We do a morning show on 102.9 The Wolf, and it's not a survey or sales call. But we are calling you because we're trying to help out a listener of ours who had a fun skating date with you a couple of weeks ago, and we're calling to ask you if you remember Doug.
If this is like a phone a friend thing, I'm not good at trivia and stuff like that?
No, it's not. It's not that, actually. So we do this thing. It's called Second Date Update. And basically, we just help listeners get back in touch with someone that has kind of been, for lack of a better term, ghosting them.
Can you just tell us about your date with him? You went out for you skated, and then you went out for cookie and coffee and conversation.
Yeah. I mean, we had fun skating, but he's not really my type.
So I guess we kind of guessed that. Can you tell us why?
Well, I mean, we agreed to go rollerblading, but when we met, he showed up with these old school skates, like the ones with the wheels that are kind of in a box shape. They were slow, and I was just literally skating circles around him.
So you don't
like roller skates?
Yeah.
So you don't want to see Doug again because of his roller skates or his wheels?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was annoying because I thought we'd get in some good like cardio, but we wound up like just goofing around and
okay.
Skates were dumb.
Okay, yeah. Look, those are like vintage skates. They're from the 1970s.
Yeah. Okay, all right. So, so Whitney, Doug is listening in, and I'm sorry, we forgot, with everything going on, we forgot to tell you that up front.
But just hang on a second. Yeah. So you were doing the roller blades. You must be like a hockey player, Whitney, and Doug was rocking the roller skates. Like, So what? I mean.
Yeah. Look, I mean, I picked up those at a garage sale for $5, and they're as good as new, right? So, like, and you have to admit, like, the lightning bolts on the side are pretty awesome.
Okay, I guess, whatever. But, like, you told me you're watching This Is Us on, like, cable TV, which is so 90s and, like, vintage. And I just really love my flat screen and surround sound, and I just don't want to be with somebody living in the past like that.
Wait a minute. So you don't want to see Doug because he's got old school roller skates and because he watches cable.
Mm-hmm.
Vintage, like a vintage vibe. Is that, Doug, is that
an accurate description of you, Doug?
I mean, yeah. Yeah, sure. It is. I do like that sort of aesthetic choice, you know, but I am a totally modern guy. But, I mean, she's not wrong. The retro vibe is like, it's absolutely my thing.
Yeah, Doug, you seem cool, but like I can't do you. You've got to just lose the mullet and the cable, and maybe I'll reconsider.
Wait a minute.
But like,
we didn't know about the mullet.
Yeah, he's got a mullet.
Wow.
Okay, and I know they've kind of come back a little bit, but why cable,
like,
and not
full fledged mullet?
Yeah, and why, like, are you streaming This Is Us? Because on cable, then you'd have to watch that show real time in reruns.
Yeah, it's because I like I got an old tube TV that I love to watch it on.
Wow. Okay. Those are just heavy. They're just hard to move.
Well, they are heavy. But so you just kind of love living in the past. And just curious, like, what model or what year car do you drive?
I got an old Chevrolet.
Okay. What year?
The 80s.
From the 80s.
It's like 82 or something like that.
Okay. Yeah. So this
I actually don't know.
Yeah, and this is a whole thing. Let me ask you this, Whitney. When Doug showed up on the date, was he wearing, like, acid-wash jeans or what?
A lot of neon.
So kind of that day glow thing of the late 80s, early 90s. I'm trying to pin this down.
It's like Doug's got the mullet.
You know, funny thing is, he's gonna vote for Bill Clinton for president in the election.
Okay, but wait a second, though. But Whitney, did you enjoy the conversation, or were you so distracted, you know, with just everything else going on?
I was just distracted, and the conversation was very just living in the past.
Doug,
I don't live there.
Doug, what year were you born? Were you born in the 80s?
86.
So what happened to you when you were a child that it kind of stunted, like, everything had to stop in
everything.
The 90s? Yeah. Child? I'm not a psychiatrist, but
he probably still has, like,
all right. So we can't figure you out.
Year? Like, what's happening?
Yeah, all right. No, you're right.
There's a lot of women, though, that are into that, Doug.
Yes,
so to
I'm
be honest,
sure
I would
are.
Just find.
Maybe Doug can advertise for a date in the classifieds of the city pages.
I think he'll find someone, yeah. Just not me.
So it's a no for a second date?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's a no, Doug, for a second date from Whitney, but we thank you both for being on.
Second date update.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Well, let's play this one for Doug, since he loves kind of retro.
This is a perfect
This
one
might
for.
Be prior to retro.
Almost heaven.
West Virginia.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.